Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This month we are studying the practical wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. Today I want to focus on Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13. And it talks about a subject that is very common in our society today, and it is the practice of gossip. Verse 13 of Proverbs 11 says, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter." The word talebearer here could be more readily translated in our day as gossip. And a person who is a gossip is one who goes about repeating negative information about others. Whether the information is true or false is not the issue. It is simply the matter of repeating unkind, critical, or otherwise negative information about another person to a third party. Many workplaces today are hotbeds for gossip, or you could call them even gossip factories. Have you ever worked with someone whose most common words to you are, "Have you heard about so-and-so?" This should be a forewarning to all of us when those words are spoken that gossip is about to follow. Gossip is an ungodly practice. The book of Proverbs, as well as other places in Scripture, are very clear that gossip is wrong in the eyes of God. Gossip is contrary to the nature and the very character of God, because we know that God is love. The famous missionary Amy Carmichael said it this way, "If I belittle those whom I am called to serve, if I talk of their weak points in contrast perhaps with what I think of as my strong points, then I know nothing of Calvary's love." Gossip, critical words, and other negative information passed on from one person to another about a third party is ungodly and unkind. It is unloving at its root. Gossip is wrong. And yet, today we find many churches and many Christians clearly taken in the trap that Satan has laid called gossip. We know that a person who gossips is one who keeps running off at the mouth about the shortcomings or the failures or the sin of other people. But we find in Proverbs chapter 10 that the Word of God tells us he who restrains his lips is wise. Throughout the book of Proverbs, we see the contrast between the person who's called the wise person and the one who's called the foolish person. And these two people, the wise and the fool, are talking from God's perspective about not an issue of intellectual superiority and one who's lacking in intellect, but instead it's a reference to spiritual condition. The wise person is someone who has respect for God, who honors God, who cares about what God cares about, and is careful in his own life to be watchful, to do the things that are pleasing to the Lord. Whereas the foolish person that's described throughout the book of Proverbs is one who is rebellious against God, uncaring about God's standards for holiness and lifestyle, and as a matter of his or her own lifestyle, goes about doing and saying things that are always hurtful to others. And yet we see this sin of gossip, which is referred to in the book of Proverbs as the fruit of the foolish person's life, we find it even among Christians today. And this is something that is so heartbreaking to the very nature of God himself. Some people will gossip simply from a desire to make conversation or to tell the latest tidbit of information that they have gathered, while other people gossip very definitely out of a desire to create strife or division in a group of people. Regardless of the motive behind gossip, it comes from the influence of Satan himself. The godly person is aware that there is no such thing as an innocent rumor. Regardless of whether you know the information to be true and therefore feel justified in repeating such negative information about another person, another Christian, another leader, a pastor, missionary, or even a person in governmental authority, in God's eyes, to gossip or to repeat that information is a sin in the sight of God. There is no excuse for in the Christian's life for repeating words that are not edifying, regardless of whether or not they are true. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 gives us this admonition: let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian Missionary and Alliance Church, once wrote this: I would rather play with forked lightning or take in my hands live wires with their fiery current than speak a reckless word against any servant of Christ or idly repeat the slanderous darts which thousands of Christians are hurling on others to the hurt of their own souls and bodies. That is the attitude that God would desire to have in the church today. This could indeed revolutionize the church, as one writer put it. God wants us to take seriously his admonition about the issue of gossip. We already have to contend with the world, the ungodly, worldly person's criticisms and repetition of gossip about Christians and about Christian leaders, as is often printed in the press or repeated by others outside the church. But for the church, the body of Christ, Christians themselves, to go about slandering one another or repeating ungodly stories about other people in the body of Christ is an abomination to God and a death blow to the body itself. God wants us to be people who cover one another's shortcomings and failures with love, not meaning cover it up so no one ever knows about it, in the sense when there's an issue of leadership that needs to have correction, but in the sense that love covers a multitude of sins. How does love cover sin? First of all, it doesn't repeat the person's sin to another person. That in itself would be a definition of gossip. But secondly, love covers a multitude of sins when love goes to serious prayer and intercession for the shortcoming that's observed in another person's life. Love covers that sin with concern expressed in prayer, not expressed in a thinly veiled comment to another believer saying, I'm so concerned, we should pray about so-and-so, that's then followed by words that can be only classified as gossip, repeating someone else's shortcoming or failure. Love covers with prayer. Love covers with intercession until the weakness in that person's life is built back up by the grace of God. What if you have been the person that's been the target of other people's gossip? What are you to do? What's the attitude that you should take? Should you defend yourself? Should you try to point out how untrue those words are, or in some way try to vindicate yourself? St. Augustine once prayed this prayer: Lord, deliver me from the lust of self-vindication. An anonymous poet once wrote these words: they are saying things that are not true. O blessed Lord, what shall I do? He answers, what is that to thee? Thy duty is to follow me. If you have been the victim of a gossip's malicious tongue, the heart attitude God would have you walk in, live out, and express from your life is the same that Jesus took when he was being wrongfully crucified, wrongfully mistreated, wrongfully accused. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Charles Simeon once wrote these five rules for himself with regard to the issue of gossip, and I think that they are worth repeating here for our own lives. His first rule was to hear as little as possible what is to the prejudice of others. His second rule was to believe nothing of the kind till I am absolutely forced to do it. Number three, never drink in the spirit of one who circulates an ill report. Number four, always moderate as far as possible the unkindness which is expressed toward others by the lips of a gossip. Number five, always believe that if the other side were heard, a very different account would be given of the matter. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, avoid the sin of gossip and have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.